It's the review show on the Anfield Wrap. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Ben Johnson and Sean Rogers after Liverpool beat Aston Villa 2-1 in the Premier League. And Ben, it's one in which it's sandwiched in between the Real Madrid games, as we know. And there's tons of what we can take from the selection with the manager and what he goes with. And tons of what we think he's looking for from it, I guess. I mean, there's the need for balance. I think there's a good argument he wants a lot of verbal on the pitch or as much as he can. And possibly the main thing is that potentially the lesson from midweek is that he hasn't quite figured out what to do with both Jota and Mane on the pitch at the same time.
Yeah, I think you're right. He wants, I think the reason Milner starts is he wants tempo and he wants someone to verbalise that on the pitch, to scream at people if they're not doing what they need to do. And to be fair, I think he does well. Milner, I think he plays well. And he does set the tempo. And the other issues, I think he takes Mane out simply because Mane just looks bamboozled at what he's meant to be doing. He's in his own head. He almost needs to kickstart his season. He needs something to go for him, something mad. And the setup is about trying to be solid, knowing what Villa can do, which they don't, by the way. They don't. It's really weird the way Villa play, I thought.
Yeah.
because they don't more try to do any of the stuff they're really good at and did really well.
Yeah.
In the home game. So I think he's trying to combat that and also trying to get a tempo and a positivity about Liverpool that maybe has been missing or has been, in the six games at home where we've got beat, has been there for 10, 15 minutes. And then when things don't quite go your way, it can lead to people's heads going down, sulking a little bit, feeling sorry for themselves, and the game drifts away. And I think certainly Milner's involvement is designed to try and prevent that from happening.